Ansarullah Movement, which includes Yemen's Houthis and several other groups, says its demands have not been met at the UN-sponsored peace talks between warring Yemeni factions in Switzerland.
This formula includes two main points. The first is announcing a permanent comprehensive ceasefire in order for the Yemeni political components to discuss a comprehensive agreement in a way which leads to a revival of the political process, and also in a way which does not prevent us confronting the elements of Al-Qaeda and preventing it from spreading and seizing control. The second point was putting an immediate halt to the siege imposed on the people of Yemen, and also sending the emergency assistance as soon as possible.
Al-Houthi said deliberate attempts resulted in the failure of this round of talks. He added that ceasefire should be the focus of the next round of the negotiations. Al-Houthi warned that the Al-Qaeda is benefiting from the Saudi invasion of Yemen. After several days of shuttle diplomacy in Geneva, the UN-sponsored talks between the Yemeni factions ended without any result on Friday.
UN-brokered consultations on Yemen come to an end, with the Secretary-General's special envoy announcing the sides have not agreed on a humanitarian ceasefire.
There is a certain willingness from all the parties to discuss issues around a ceasefire and the withdrawal, accompanied by withdrawal, as part of the implementation of the Security Council Resolution 2216. So I believe that it's a matter of time. It will require a little bit more consultation, but I personally come out from these few days with a certain degree of optimism that we can achieve this in the coming days.
Ismail Old Sheikh Ahmed said he had seen a positive spirit as he shuttled between the delegations from Riyadh and Sana'a. But the head of the delegation representing a fugitive former President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi sounded cynical.
Unfortunately, the Houthis delegation did not allow us really to reach to a real progress as we expected.
The group of delegates representing Ansarullah and its allies announced that they welcome the call for a humanitarian ceasefire, which would alleviate the suffering of the Yemeni people and help the sides resume a Yemeni-Yemeni dialogue without interference from Saudi Arabia. The question of withdrawal, though, is still a problem.
Some decision need to have a strategy. I mean, you know that there is now no government in Yemen, only Qaeda in the ground. If Lijan Shabiya and Ansarullah and military withdrew the people, instead them, Qaeda will be there. This is something, I mean, Wald Sheikh need to study carefully.
The UN says it hopes a ceasefire can be achieved before consultations resume. Ansarullah and its allies say a political transition is only possible when Saudi Arabia stops pounding Yemen and leaves Yemeni affairs for the Yemenis to resolve. I'm Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Geneva.
Well, to discuss this further, let's go to New York and talk to Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com. Welcome, sir. Mr. Dreitzer, how predictable was it for you that these talks would fail?
Well, unfortunately, this was entirely predictable, and I, in fact, said exactly that would happen a few weeks ago, because, quite frankly, the reality is that the negotiations were predicated on essentially a fallacy, namely that there would be good faith negotiations from both sides, which is absolutely not the case. In fact, the Saudis backing their former puppet government under Hadi, the Saudis were not willing to engage in good faith negotiations unless that they were going to be negotiating from a position of strength. And when it comes to these Geneva talks, they were not negotiating from a position of strength, quite frankly, because their military campaign, the bombardment campaign and otherwise, has been an abject failure. While, of course, they've devastated the country, they've destroyed a lot of infrastructure, they've killed who knows exactly how many civilians, they have not been able to break any of the political and military or strategic alliances between the Houthis, the Ansarullah movement, the Saleh forces, and some of the other associated groups. because those alliances have not broken, because that resistance continues to be strong, the Saudis and Hadi have not been able to impose their will on the political process. Remember, what they would like to do at Geneva is to impose an agreement that is to their benefit, that actually achieves the strategic objectives of Riyadh, rather than one that actually just demonstrates some kind of a peace and settlement for Yemen. And that's really what has not happened, and that's why the Geneva talks have failed.
And why is it that we don't see any practical move by the United Nations to stop this war, which Saudi Arabia launched without a UN mandate?
Well, quite frankly, it's because the United Nations is a toothless organization, a spineless organization, one that is more or less at the disposal of the United States and the Western powers. And despite the fact that the United Nations might give token symbolic gestures about peace and humanitarianism, in fact, they're not able to actually challenge the hegemony of Washington and its allies. And this is true all across a number of different issues, including those issues such as with Israel, where the United Nations may make condemnations, but they're not actually able to enforce anything. And this is, of course, because the United States stands behind Israel, just as the United States stands behind Saudi Arabia. And because Saudi Arabia is committing this illegal aggression, there should, of course, be a UN Security Council resolution condemning them. There should be criminal charges brought up. But none of that is going to happen so long as the United States stands behind them. And unfortunately, that's the reality of the modern world.
And finally, can Yemen take any legal action against Saudi Arabia, or would it be a lost cause?
Well, they could take whatever legal action they would like, and I'm not a legal scholar, so I can't exactly explain what various legal courses of action they might pursue. What I can say for certain, though, is that objectively speaking, what the Saudis are doing they're committing war crimes. Not only are they committing collective punishment on the people of Yemen, they are doing so without a UN mandate, without a Security Council resolution. They are, in effect, engaging in an aggressive and unprovoked war. Now, of course, the United States, which stands behind Saudi Arabia, has a long and sordid history in recent years of very similar aggressive, unprovoked, and illegal wars. So I don't think that the Saudis really believe that they're doing anything that their patrons in Washington aren't approving of.
Oh, Eric Dreser, founder of StopImperialism.com from New York. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.